Now, as we've been mentioning, a Cumbrian church leader is heading abroad this week to see for herself the conditions people are living in as they seek a new life as a refugee in Europe. The Reverend Sarah Moore is president of the United Reformed Church in Cumbria and is heading out as part of an official Churches Together in Britain and Ireland delegation of women church leaders, and they're visiting women in the makeshift refugee camps on the Greece-Macedonia border and on the island of Lesbos. And Sarah is on the phone now. Morning to you.
Good morning, Richard.
How did this trip come about, first of all?
Churches Together in Britain and Ireland started a project back last autumn called Focus on Refugees, out of particular concern for the migrant crisis and for refugees coming into Europe, really to look at ways that churches across Britain and Ireland can support people who are in that situation.
But what can the church actually do from this distance?
The churches can pray for the people and they can advocate for refugees and share their stories, because things are going on in the refugee camps which many of us possibly wouldn't like. So it's a means to try and share those stories and to lobby for refugees and try and make things better for them.
So what exactly will you be doing next week?
So next week, the plan has changed a little bit. So we're actually going to the island of Samos now rather than the island of Lesbos. We're going to spend some time with church-based refugee programs who work on the island of Samos with people who are coming in on boats and women who are in the refugee camp up at Igoumeni, as well as in Athens, really to meet with women refugees and to particularly hear their stories. Quite often the stories which we hear are about men, because often in Middle Eastern families they would send their men to Europe ahead of the women, and the women and children and older people would follow later. And women refugees do have particular issues. So we're going to meet women refugees and children and to hear their stories and then come back to the places where we live, so in my case Cumbria, and to share those stories with people who we know and meet.
What sort of issues and stories do you think you'll get?
Aware of women who are separated from other family members, who are struggling to locate them. Sometimes male family members who might perhaps be in countries of Northern Europe, so maybe Germany or Sweden or somewhere like that, and are trying to find those people and to then go and travel to be with them. Meanwhile, encountering all the various issues that there are now for refugees trying to travel across Europe.
Talking and fact-finding and getting stories is all well and good, but do we not need to be doing more, Sarah?
Of course we do. Of course we need to be looking to welcome these people into our country. So enabling them to build new lives. Having refugees in refugee camps isn't a long-term solution. So we need to be lobbying our politicians to enable these people to make new lives for themselves, which is all they want to do, to raise their children and to have a life same as all the rest of us.
Watching from a distance, you know, on our TV screens, hearing the stories in the papers and on the radio, we're quite sort of distant from all of this. We're quite sort of sanitised from it as well. Do you think you're prepared for what you're going to see when you get there?
I'm feeling really daunted by what I'm going to see when I get there. I'm aware that this is the biggest humanitarian crisis in Europe since World War II, and I'm really quite nervous because I'm not sure what I'm going to see and what impact that's going to have on me. So for me, it feels like a really big thing to do, because I'm going expecting to be really quite shocked by what I see.
Well, Sarah, we wish you all the best with the trip. You're out there for a few days next week, yeah?
I am, yes. So back home next weekend.
And you'll contact us next weekend, if that's all right, and we'll have another chat and see how it all went.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Fantastic stuff. Sarah, thanks very much indeed. That's the Reverend Sarah Moore. She's president of the United Reformed Church in Cumbria. She's going off to, as we heard there now, Samos, not the island of Lesbos, but the island of Samos, and to the Greece-Macedonia border to hear the stories, particularly of women refugees who are seeking a new life in Europe. And when Sarah gets back next weekend, as she said, she'll join us on the programme around this time next Sunday to tell us what the trip was like.